nice to see you again. I'm Susie. I'm going to be the person who leads you to your target score of your speaking test. Hello, 很高兴和大家见面了。那今天呢，是我们进入我们最后一个专题，就是经历类的 Part 2的口语练习。那在今天当中，给大家带来的一个话题叫做教授技能 Describe an experience that you taught someone something. You should say when it happened and how it was. Who was with you? What you did in this event? And how you felt about it? 那在我们今天开始之前呢，苏西想跟大家多说一点关于我们的雅思评分标准。那很多同学可能在去写这么一份素材之前，如果对评分标准了解的都不是非常清楚的话，写出来的东西即使自认为非常的不错，但是可能在考官眼中就是并不能够让你上6分或者是6.5分。好， OK, alright, 那我们都知道四个评分标准分别是第一个流利度和连贯性。那流利度和连贯性的意味着你不能有太多的停顿或者重复，连贯性的意味着你的逻辑连接词要使用得当。好，第二个评分标准呢是我们的一个语法。那今天呢也会跟大家说到一个大家经常用错的一个语法点哈。那语法大家一定要注意三单啊、单复数啊、时态啊是千万不能出错的。OK, 然后就是我们的词汇了。词汇呢可能很多同学去追求一些比较高难的词汇，这个 Susie 之前就跟大家说过了，不应该去太过追求高难的词汇，而是使用正确精准的小词，或者是一些那种地道的一些习语表达也是非常给你加分的。OK, 还有一个就是我们的一个发音了。那发音其实你只要发得准呢就可以有6分了，所以不需要太去追求一些非常酷炫的什么音音美音，只要你能发准就 OK 了。当然这也是和你的一个目标分是相联系起来的。好， OK, 那我们现在来看一下这一篇给大家带来的是什么呢。教授递给别人一个技能，第一段我们是这样来说的。Let me tell you about one time I taught my happy and relaxed grandfather how to make pizza. I loved spending weekends at my grandparents' house to make sure that they were both excellent and also to accompany them in the twilight years. When I do, my grandfather is always delighted since I'm his favorite grandson. 好 ,OK, 那第一段呢就给出我们的主题了，是教我的爷爷或者说外公去怎么样做披萨。那在这个地方呢有一个语法的知识要跟大家分享，就是我们的 spend 这个词的使用。因为很多人在使用这个动词的时候下意识spend time to do something, spend time to listen to music, or spend time to playing computer games 之类的。但是实际上 spend 它是不能跟 to do 的，它只有两种用法，一个是 spend time in doing something, in 是可以被省略的。好比说同样的花时间扫地，那我们只能说 spend time in sweeping the floors, or you can say spend time sweeping floors, 那个 in 是不要的。另外一个呢是 spend time on something, 在某事上花费时间，那后面就直接跟名词就好了。比如说我花费很多时间在学习英语上面，对吧，那你可以说 spend much time on study。那这里的 study 呢就把它当作是名词使用就可以了。记住了吗？千万不能再把 spend time 后面跟 to do something 呢，要不然尤其是放在第一句话的考官一听这个呢语法可能不咋地。 OK, 那在这一段里面我们还可以学到两个比较地道的表达。很多同学跟我说，老师我想陪着他们，我不知道用哪个词。那在这里我们就知道用 accompany 这一个词，这个词的词性是动词，所以我们说 accompany somebody。还有另外一个表示在某人的晚年时间，我可以说 in their twilight years。 twilight 看过《暮光之城》的同学都应该知道表示的是暮色，那一个人的晚年就是有点像日暮西山的时候了，那我们就可以说 twilight years。 OK, 那在这里的话呢一个语法点两个词，大家 get 到了吗？ OK, let's move on to the second paragraphOne weekend, I went there and brought some pizza, as there are no pizza houses in the countryside. Grandpa relished it with the gusto that I smiled looking at how he devoured every slice with delight. He was like a child who hasn't eaten his favorite food for a long time, and he asked me to buy some again when I came back the next weekend. However, I told him that it was as easy as pie to make pizza, so long as he has the ingredients for it. OK, 那在这个地方呢，首先跟大家说的是关于表示因为，很多同学一说因为就开始 because 啊 since 这两个换了，实际上我们表因为还有很多其他的词，这里给大家列举出来有 as, since, because, due to, because of, result from, caused by, 所以下一次再说原因的时候大家可以多选一些 right? OK, 那这里呢还有一个 devour,表示大口吃 devour 吞食，一般是那种大型的动物张开大嘴的那种感觉。好，那和它对应的是 sip 叫做小口喝。我们说，喝一小口咖啡 ，take a sip of coffee。OK， 然后最后一个，我们说小菜一碟，做什么事情很简单。除了用 easy 这个形容词，我们今天给到大家两个习语，一个是 as easy as pie， 或者是A piece of cake. 那 piece of cake 我们是非常熟的。那对于 as easy as pie, 很多同学可能没有那么熟悉。那今天呢大家就可以新学到这一个习语了。好，那这一段里面是说啊，我的爷爷或者外公非常喜欢吃披萨。我有一回给他带过一次，特别的喜爱，所以他想要让我给他再买一些。然后呢由于这个契机我就想，其实做披萨是非常简单的。好，那在最后一段当中呢，这里会有非常多的一些原料的使用， Susie 没有特意的把它挑出来给大家进行讲解，但是大家可以从我们的文本当中呢把它学到的。好，现在我们来听一下下面这一小节的发音。 He smiled from ear to ear and told me to teach him right then and there. So we headed to the kitchen to check for cheese, flour, yeast, sausage and meat.Then we went to his vegetable garden to check out and take his harvest of pepper, olives, onions, tomato, and mushroom. When all was set, we started making the dough by mixing flour, yeast, and water. Then we waited for a few minutes for the dough to rise, and then we put all the toppings we wanted to put.Grandpa's pizza was laden with a lot of cheese, and he was beaming with joy with his creation. While waiting for the pizza to be cooked, we told antics and stories to each other, so we were both on cloud nine. Finally, when we could smell the rich aroma, we got the pizza out from the oven, then called Grandma to eat with us. I was glad to teach him how to make pizza.OK, 在这一段里面呢，大家会发现有很多的那种食材的原料，比如说 flour, 面粉 yeast, 酵母 sausage, 香肠 and meat, 是肉了。好，下面的 pepper, 胡椒 olives, 橄榄 onions, 洋葱，还有一个表示生面团，一般啊，我要做包子，我怎么说呢，对吧？这里大家也可以借鉴一下 dough, 表示生面团。好，除了这些原料当中，我们还有一些习语的表达。The first one, smile from ear to ear. 想想啊，笑起来耳朵都连在一起了，就是有嘴巴，对吧？裂开的那种样子。所以它就是表示笑的合不拢嘴。好，下一个 head to, head 头，那直奔什么地方去 ？Head to. 好 ，next one.Be laden with, 装满了什么东西。那装满什么东西我们之前还有学过 be full of, 充满了。Be packed with, 同样也是装满了。OK, 那the last one, on cloud nine, 听起来好像不知所云啊 ,cloud 云 nine 九，实际上它表的意思是 over the moon, 非常高兴 ,quite excited. Alright, this is all about today's this is all about today's passage. Let's review what we've learned. Okay, the first one, spend time in doing something. Spend time on something is a grammatical knowledge. And then accompany, 陪伴. Twilight years, 晚年, it means someone is really old. Okay, the next part, 因为 We can say as, since, because, due to, because of, result from, and caused by. And another word, detour, 大口吃 sip, 小口戳。As easy as pie, you can also say a piece of cake. On our last part, we learned smile from long ear to ear, 笑得合不拢嘴。Head to, 直奔 be laden with, 装满。On cloud nine, or you can say over the moon, 非常高兴。Alright, 好，那这就是我们今天可以给大家分享到的一个 part 2的范文了。那在这里呢，其实大家会发现，如果每天通过这种方式看一篇范文，那不知不觉你就 pick up a lot of local expressions or idioms 了，是非常一种好的学习方法，对吧？很高兴大家一直和 Susie 坚持学到现在了，那希望期待下次再见到你。See you next time. Bye bye.